Green tea is good, but tea life is better.
Konnichiwa, Night Show and CFM here. Hey, it's Stevie here. So there's a new food that has been getting quite viral on the internet, but to me, it kind of feels meh, just because, you know, of one ingredient that is not well received by many, the food became popular. So you must have seen or eaten corn dog before. It's been popularized by South Korean mukbangers, influencers, breaded sausages that zip fried to perfection, and inside they can add mozzarella cheese or octopuses. Oh, delicious, isn't it? But have you actually tried cilantro, or you want to call it coriander corn dog? Now that's weird, because over in China, a food store started selling this kind of sausages covered in cilantro, and well, it's not like they covered it with a few pieces, you know, it's like literally swarmed with a generous amount of cilantro. Is it good? I am okay with cilantro. I will eat it if I want to, but not gonna choose it as like my main dish kind of thing. If you're hating this, this will probably be the most disgusting dish you'll ever eat. At least, you know, that's what the internet says. For me, I'm okay with it. Anyway, this is not the worst recipe that I found on the internet. Coming up next is another food recipe that's gonna blow your mind away. TFM.
Hot, just like tea life.
Yo, what's up, Night Show and TFM here. Hey, what's up? You're chilling with your boy TP here. So another recipe that recently went viral on the internet is this thing called Century Egg Latte. I know, take time to process it because it's a lot of information here. The recipe has gotten millions of views and food influencers have actually tried this on their own. It all started when a cafe over in China started selling the Century Egg Latte, where you get Century Egg, 1 BG, okay, then mash them up like how you make mashed potato. And then you pour in the milk, the ice, and last but not least, the coffee on top. So you make like a nice latte layer. And on top, you even top it with another whole century egg. I mean, seeing the reactions of those who actually tried this, it's safe to say that it is not for everyone, or it is literally not safe for everyone. I'm not a fan of century egg in the first place, so I'm just gonna back off on this one. But if you love coffee and you love century egg, perhaps you can give this a try and let me know how does it goes. TFM.
Get all your tea right here on Tea Life.
Yo, 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 Night Show TFM here. It's UBTP here. So with all the heavy food that we are eating every day, you know, fried, oily, salty, sometimes it's good to just eat a little bit clean. And this is a refreshing drink that you can prepare to drink every morning or after dinner to cleanse your body. The recipe is simple. Just add chopped apples and pears together with sliced oranges into a pot. Then add in red dates and water and boil it for 15 minutes and your drink is done. You can save it into your fridge and warm it up for breakfast every morning or after dinner. If you want to serve it cold as well as dessert, be my guest. This is a very simple recipe but extremely great for your health as well, and most importantly, rich in vitamins and minerals and no added sugar. It's all natural sugars, TFM.